With New Mexico Close-Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. Representative Christine Chandler is only the second Democrat to be elected from the Los Alamos area in almost 30 years. The first was Stephanie Garcia Richard, who followed Republican Jeanette Wallace. She served for 20 years until her death. After this year's session, I spoke with Representative Chandler, a former Los Alamos County Councilor, who won her state seat with 62% of the vote, about the changing political landscape.
We actually, I believe, turned Los Alamos blue some time ago. And I would point to the fact that every county councilor in Los Alamos right now is a Democrat. And actually, all of our elected officials in Los Alamos are Democrats at this point in time.
What do you think made that happen?
Well, I think there have been demographic changes. Representative Stephanie Garcia Richards was an excellent representative, my predecessor, so I think she helped turn the wave as well. There are a number of things, but our population is changing in Los Alamos, and people want to see positive change for the state, and they are electing Democrats.
Chandler listed several accomplishments she saw coming out of the 2020 legislative session, and she displayed her matter-of-fact style in this response to a claim during a committee meeting in December that more retired people would move to New Mexico if all Social Security taxes were eliminated.
There are a lot of issues that we're working on to make ourselves a more livable state for people who want to retire here. It ain't all about Social Security. It's about infrastructure, access to broadband. Retirees love broadband, I'm telling you. So there's a lot of reasons. So I hope this isn't being bandied about as some kind of suggestion that we're not having a bunch of retirees moving here because of the tax situation.
That's first-term Democratic Representative Christine Chandler of Los Alamos. With New Mexico Close-Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.